Today's Shir in the Daf Yomi is the Gemara Yevamos Daf Chav Tes. We're going to begin where we left off yesterday at the bottom of Chav Ches Amud Beis with the Mishnah about 10 lines up from the bottom of the Daf. And we begin the Mishnah. So the Mishnah, again, we've discussed in the past, and we'll see new Chidushim in it, and we'll go weiter in this beautiful Masechta. Shlosha Achim, we have three brothers. Again, our classical three brothers are Ruvain, Shimon, and Levi. And here, again, Ruvain and Shimon are married to two sisters. Shnayim Hen Nisuan, Shtei Achoyos. Ruvain and Shimon are married to two sisters. Ruvain is married to Rachel. We're trying to keep the same names throughout the Masechta as possible. And Shimon is married to Leah. Now, it did not have to be that they were two sisters. The Mishnah is telling us, as long as they're forbidden for one person to marry both of them, so that would be a similar type of relationship. For example, if Rachel was the mother and Leah was the daughter, Oisha Obita, doesn't have to be two sisters, they just have to be two women that are forbidden to marry the same person. Oisha Ubasbito, or could be Rachel was the grandmother and Leah was the granddaughter through her daughter, Oisha Ubasbina, or it was Rachel the grandmother and Leah was the granddaughter through her son, her son's daughter. In all of these situations where Rachel and Leah are forbidden to be married to the same person, here they're not. They married one to Reuven, one to Shimon, but when they fall in Yibam, so now they're going to fall to the same person, Levi. He's incapable of doing Yibam because each one is forbidden because of the other one to marry him, and when they fall to him, it's a zakuka that the other zakuka is an erva, and therefore, hare'elu cholzos v'lo misyabmos. They do require chalitza, because after all, on a daraisa level, each one fell separately to him, but this is achoz zikukoso, and therefore both are forbidden to him midrabanan. That's the simple way of understanding. There is an opinion that we'll see in a moment, Rabbi Shimon, that says that this is an issa daraisa. Achoz zikukoso, according to Rabbi Shimon, is forbidden on a daraisa level, so you don't even need chalitza. But according to the Tanakama and the Chachamim, this issa of achoz zikukoso, or if it's isha Ubito, Isha, Ubas, Bito, Bas, Bina. So this relationship where there's zakukos that are forbidden to the same person is an Issa Derabbanan, so you require Chalitza to remove the Daraisa obligation that Levi has to do Yibam or Chalitza, but we don't allow to do Yibam because of this Issa Derabbanan of Achos Zekukoso or the equivalent. That is the opinion of the Tanakhama. Rabbi Shimon Poter, Rabbi Shimon says you don't even need Chalitza because as we'll see in the Gemara, Rabbi Shimon darshins from Psukim, Yisho el achos alo sikach litzror, that this is an issa daraisa, and achos de kukoso is not an issa derabanan, but is an issa daraisa. Therefore, there is no obligation to do yibam on a daraisa level, and therefore, you don't even need chalitza. We'll see this more in the Gemara right at the very beginning. Then the Mishnah continues, Hoyza achas mein asura lov issa erva. If one of the two women was an issa erva to Levi, so, for example, Rachel is his mother-in-law. She is the chamaso, or as we had previously, it's the mother-in-law's mother of Levi. So then, she never falls to Levi, and you only have one wife, Shimon's wife, Leah, falling to Levi. In that situation, so then, of course, Levi cannot have Yibam with his mother-in-law or his mother-in-law's mother. In this situation, he can't have Yibam with Rachel. Therefore, there is no achos zikukaso concern with Leah. So, Osir ba, he's Osir in Rachel, umutu b'chosa, but can do Yibam with her sister, who falls to him as a regular case of Yibam. However, if it was an Issa mitzvah or Issa kedusha, if Rachel was Osir to him because of shnios, Issa mitzvah, we'll translate that as the shnios, we had an opposite opinion that Issa mitzvah was what we're calling Issa kedusha. Let's just keep it simple and say that the Issa mitzvah is the shnios, and the Issa kedusha would be something, for example, like a grusha to a kohen. So in these situations where Rachel was only forbidden to him on that level, but the kedushin would take effect, so then cholzos v'lo misyabos. Then we do require chalitza for both of them, because while there is a prohibition for him to go and marry such a woman, that's why we don't allow Yibam. However, the Kiddushin would be Chal, so therefore they do fall in Yibam, albeit we don't allow Yibam, and therefore both of them, Rachel and Leah, in this situation, require Chalitza. Now, the Gemara starts off and says, where did Rabbi Shimon get his din, that this is an Issa Daraisa for them to have Achos Zekukoso, and therefore there is no need even for Chalitza? Where does he get this from? Tanya, we learned in the Braisa, Rabbi Shimon Poter b'shneihem, min haChalitza min haYibam. He doesn't allow Yibam, of course, because there's an Issa Daraisa, and therefore they don't require Chalitza. So he gets this from the Pasuk, which I mentioned before, Shneimar v'Yisho al Achos lo sikach litzrar. This Pasuk is darshan that you're not allowed to take a woman and have her and her sister be tsrar. They should be tsaros to each other. So it teaches us that even Bishar Shanasu tsara zulazu, even if they both fell, you have the two sisters, Rachel and Leah, the Nebuch, their husbands died, and they both fell to Levi. So even in this situation where they're just achos zikukaso, lo yul kuchen, afilu biachas behen. Rabbi Shimon darshens this pasuk to teach us that on the daraisa level, you're not allowed to go and have yibum with either of them. Achos zikukaso, and this is a daraisa, not like we've learned the Chachamim's opinion is, the majority opinion is, it's only an issa derabbanan. Then we said in the Mishnah, if there was an erva, if Rachel was an erva to Levi, so then Levi doesn't do yibum, of course, with Rachel. He's allowed to then do yibum with Leah. So the Gemara says, we already learned this. We've already learned this several times. How come we're learning this again? We just had this whole Mishnah Chavav. We had it previously. So the Gemara says, no, you need this over here for Rabbi Shimon. The Rabbi Shimon, it's trich, because so could die at the Chaminich. I would have said that Hoel, the Omer Rabbi Shimon, Shtei Achoyos Lochos Lovis Yabos, since in the case where Reuven's wife, Reuven passes away, and Shimon, his wife, when Shimon passes away, Rachel and Leah both fall to Levi. In that situation, we say that there's no Chalitza or Yibam that's required. So I might have said that we should make a Gzeira, Ligzar, Mishum Shtei Achoyos the Alma. We shouldn't allow over here that they don't require chalitza in this situation where they're achos zikukaso, because we should make a gzeira. What happens when only one of them is really an erva? Mishum shtei achoyos the alma, that one of them is considered an erva. We still shouldn't allow the other one to be taken. We should require chalitza for the other one because of this concern that if we allow this situation to do yibam, you may end up doing yibam with chalitza in the situation when there's achos zikukaso. So therefore, kamash ulam, we might have thought you make such a gzeira. In fact, we don't. Then we said in the Mishnah that if it was an issa mitzvah or an issa kedusha, chalitzos lo bisyabmos. That's the v'chule. We turn to chavtesa with aleph. V'ha'amar Rabbi Shimon. Rabbi Shimon just taught us in the first part of this Mishnah, Shtei Achoyos lo Choltzos lo Misyadmos. Rabbi Shimon says that if they were both sisters, they don't even require Chalitza because it's an Issa Deraisa. So to over here, it's an Issa Deraisa because yes, it's an Issa Mitzvah, an Issa Kedusha, but on a Deraisa level, they do fall to Yibam. It's only Midrabanan that we said that they don't. So therefore, why doesn't Rabbi Shimon say the same thing over here, that they shouldn't require Chalitza because on a Deraisa level, there's an Achos Zikukaso, and therefore they shouldn't require anything. So Gemara says, yes, you are 100% right. Technically, they shouldn't require chalitza yibam, but Rabbi Shimon made a gzeira over here. Gzeira, what's the gzeira? Mishum issa mitzvah di abba. Because if you let these sisters go out without chalitza at all, so then you may come to have a situation where you just have a woman who's an issa mitzvah or an issa kedusha falling in yibam, and they'll say, no, Rabbi Shimon says, you don't need anything. We had the similar case where he said they were potter from even chalitza, and you won't do chalitza in that situation. So Gemara says, okay, ha-tenach-i. That's why we would understand that she would require chalitza. Achosa, ma'ikal memra, but her sister, why would you say that the sister should need chalitza as well? Obviously, the only reason that she's being let go without chalitza, according to Rabbi Shimon, is because it's achosikukaso on a deraisa level. There's no erev over here, there's no issa mitzvah over here, no issa kedusha over here, so obviously everybody's going to know that this is because of Rabbi Shimon's shita of achosikukaso being a deraisa. So why does the achosa, Michael and Aaron, what does she need to have chalitza? So Gemara says again, this is also a gzeira Rabbi Shimon would institute, gzeira achosa mishom losa dida, because we basically say that it would be a mistake, a possibility for takala, if one sister got off with chalitza and the other sister did not get off with chalitza, it could lead to confusion. So because one requires chalitza, so we say the other one requires chalitza as well. Gemara says, but we don't make such a gzeira, v'hova gabi erva lo gazrinan, when you have one that's an erva, if Rachel was the mother-in-law, so we don't say, well, she doesn't require anything, but we better go make a gzeira over here, because if we have one sister with one way and one sister with the other way, it could lead to a takala. So by erva, we don't say they both have to have the same thing. So why by yisr mitzvah, yisr kedusha, do we say they have to have the same thing? So Gemara says, no, because there's a difference between erva and yisr mitzvah. Shiny erva. When you're dealing with an erva, the migmar gmire law inshe v'kala isla. There are two things over here. Number one, people understand the difference between an erva, which is the kedushin aron chal, and that's something that everybody knows that an erva doesn't require chalitza. And likewise, it's very well known that kala isla, that she got off because she is an erva. As opposed to the issa mitzvah, the issa kedusha, it's not as well known. And therefore, if you only made one do chalitza and the other one not do chalitza, it could lead to a takolo. Therefore, the rabbi said, this idea of gzeira chosa mishum losa dida for the fortune of one, we do the same thing to the other. Because one requires chalitza, so we make the other one require chalitza as well, but we don't do that by erva. Okay, next Mishnah. Mishnah says, Shlosho Achin, again, we have our three brothers, Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. And Reuven and Shimon, again, are married to the two sisters, Rachel and Leah. Shlosho Achin, Shnai Mesu Shtei Achoyos. And then the third brother, Levi, here we say the Echod Mufne. Levi is not married. This Lashon of Mufne, why don't we say he's married to a Nochriya, like we have in other situations? It wouldn't be incorrect. So, in the Tosus Yishonim, in Dira Maslo, Shnai Mehem Nesuim Shtei Achoyos, the Echod Mufne, he says, Hai de lo nokad, hocha, the echod nosi nochris. Why don't we say Levi's married to a strange woman? In other words, a woman who's Jewish, but is not related to Rachel or Leah. Why don't we mention that? Like we had previously, where we said that the third brother was married to a nochria. So he says, Nira mishum de boy lememar, zuhi sha'amru, oilo al ishto v'al eishes ochiv. Since we're going to say in a moment that woe is us to hear, he lost his wife and he lost his yavama, and therefore he didn't have another wife. And therefore, we specifically wanted to mention over here, the Havalei Mufne, the Hashda Havi below Isha Klal. Woe is us, we're going to say about Levi, woe is to him because he doesn't have any wife. Now, if he had a wife already, so he wouldn't be saying that. So therefore, Badavka tells us over here that he wasn't married. Okay, that's an aside. Bottom line is, we're dealing here with the case of Reuven, Shimon, and Levi. Reuven and Shimon are married to the two sisters, Reuven to Rachel, and Shimon to Leah. And Nebuch, Meis Echod Mibala Yachoyos. Reuven dies. One of the sister's husbands, Reuven, he dies, and therefore she, Rachel, falls to Yibam, to both Shimon and to Levi. Now obviously, Shimon can't do Yibam with her because it's his wife's sister. So he's out of the picture. So Levi says, I'm going to marry her. And he follows what Chazal said, and he does Maimer with her. Yosaba Mufda, Levi, does Maimer with Rachel, the widow of Reuven. And then, before he actually is konsa, before he actually does Yibam, v'yachekach meis ochiv hasheni. Now Shimon dies. And now, the sister, Leah, falls to Levi as well. So Levi now has two sisters that fell to him, but one he had already done maimer with. So what is the strength of this maimer? So Beishamai says, it's like a marriage. Beishamai omrim ishto imo. Levi is considered on a daraisa level, according to the understanding of Beishamai. This maimer makes Rachel married to Levi on a daraisa level, ishto imo, and therefore Leah is no longer just achos zikukaso, it is achos ishto, and therefore v'halezu Leah teitze mishum achos isha. It's not achos zikukaso, it's achos ishto, and therefore she goes off scot free, doesn't require yibum or chalitza because it's his wife's sister. Levi is considered married via maimer to Rachel, and therefore her sister is Achos Ishto, and when she, Leah, falls to Levi, he's already married to her sister, and she goes off scot-free without Yibam or even Chalitza, so says Beis Shammai. Beis Hillel disagrees. Beis Hillel Omrim, no, he's Nebuch stuck. He has to Motzias Ishto beget. Ishto here is a reference to Rachel, who he married with Maimer. So she is married to him to a certain extent, and requires a get. Chalitza alone won't do it. But she also requires chalitza because she's not fully married to him, and she's not muteris l'shuk until she gets yibum a chalitza. She can't have yibum because it's achos ziku kaso, because he is not considered married to Rachel fully, and therefore it's now a situation where there's an issa d'rabanan of achos ziku kaso. According to Rabbi Shimon, it would be an issa d'raisa. According to Rabbanan, it's an issa d'rabanan, and therefore he has Rachel and Leah both falling to him. While he did maimer to Rachel, it's not enough, according to Beis Hillel, and therefore, he has to give her a get to get rid of the maimer, and he has to give her chalitza to get rid of the fact that she fell to him, and as well, the eishes achiv b'chalitza, and he has to go give Leah a chalitza as well. He can't do yibum with her either. So therefore, he's stuck. He lost both of them here. And this situation, this is what the Mishnah said, this is what Tosafot Shoshana was pointing out before, Zuhi Shamu, it is about this case, and the Gemara will say, as opposed to another case, it is about this case, Zuhi Sharma, we say, whoa, oilo, this poor Levi, woe is to this mufne, to this bachelor. He lost Alishto, he lost his wife, the one that he did a maimer to is called his wife, Rachel, and va'oilo, and as well, al eishes achiv, and about the yavama that fell to him, Leah, he doesn't have either one. Here it was, it looks like he'd have two wives, possibly, or at least potential for two wives, and it turns out he has none. He's not able to marry the woman he gave Maimer to, Rachel, and he's not able to marry the woman that fell to him in Yibam, Leah, because of Achoz Zikukaso. So the Maimer, according to Beis Hillel, didn't do enough to prevent him from being in the situation of Achoz Zikukaso when he loses both. Oh, why? Oy, woes to such a person. Now, the Gemara starts off and says, why are you saying over here, Zuhi, this situation, as opposed to what other one? Zuhi, Limutimai. What case are we saying only over here is it a woe, Levi lost both wives, as opposed to Limute Hach the Rabbi Yeshua. This is the case of Rabbi Yeshua. This is the case that we have learned elsewhere. We've already had it previously, and it's also on a Gemara, and later in the Masechta on Daf Kuf Tes, where we had the situation where Reuven and Shimon were married to Rachel and Leah, two sisters, but Reuven was married on a Daraisa level, and Shimon was only married on a Darabonon level. It was a Ketana, and therefore it was only Kedushe Ketana. It was she either a Yisoma B'chai Yaviyah, or she was married off by her mother or her older brothers. So Reuven is married on a Daraisa level to Rachel, and Shimon is only married on a Durabana level to Rachel's sister Leah. And then Nebuch Reuven dies. So now Rachel falls on a Daraisa level to Shimon. But he's already married to a sister, but only on a Durabana level. So Rabbi Yeshua said in that situation, woe is this guy, woe is Shimon. In that situation, he says, he has to go and divorce his wife who he's married to on a Darabana level, and he can't go and take the woman who fell to him on a Daraisa level because it's on a Darabana level, it's Achos Ishto. So therefore, woe is to him. That's what Rabbi Yeshua said, woe is to him. Poor Shimon has to divorce his wife, and he can't marry the Yavama as well. So that case sounded also like a woe. Woe lo al Ishto, woe lo al Eishes Ochiv, and therefore, Rabbi Yeshua would have said that case as well. But our Mishnah is saying we exclude Rabbi Yeshua's case. Why not? Because the law of Dina Kavase. We don't paskin like Rabbi Yeshua that he has to go divorce his wife and he can't do Yibam. He must do Chalitza with the wife of Reuven. Why is that? Ella, we paskin Ikra Abun Gamliel, Ikra Abi Eliezer. What were those two shitas? So if you remember, we discussed this previously and we'll see it again when we get to Daf Kuf Tes. Rabbi Gamliel's opinion was no. Just continue as you are. Don't do anything, Shimon. Your 11-year-old wife, who's married to you on a Darabanan, will in a year become your wife as a Gedola. When she becomes a Gedola, you'll have relations with her, and now she's your full-fledged wife. Now she's your wife on a Daraisa level. Rabbi Gamliel says, just wait till that happens. And now, Reuven's wife, Rachel, goes away without requiring Yibam or Chalitza, because she is now Achos Ishto. Your wife, Leah, is now not a Darabanan wife, but she's now a Daraisa wife. And therefore, her sister, Rachel, is Achos Ishto, and therefore, she goes off without Yibam or Chalitza. That's Rabbi Gamliel's teretz, and therefore, it's not oi for Shimon. Just wait a year. Alternatively, Rabbi Eliezer. What did Rabbi Eliezer say? Rabbi Eliezer said, no. You know what you do? Go, Shimon, and tell your 11-year-old wife to do miyun with you. Basically, we'll say, do miyun. We have to break apart this relationship because of the Daraisa, your sister, Rachel, fell. So, do miyun. So this Midrabanan wife, Leah, will give miyun to Shimon. That relationship will be no longer in existence. Shimon is not considered, therefore, ever having been married to Leah. Therefore, Rachel, when she falls to an Yibam, is no longer Achos Ishto, not on a Darabanan level, and certainly not on the Rice level, and she falls to an Yibam, and he can do Yibam with Rachel. So therefore, both Rabban Gamliel or Rabbi Eliezer, with their two separate ways of doing things, are going to say it's not woe to Shimon in that situation. There's an out. Will he be able to stay married to Leah, according to Rabban Gamliel, or he'll have miyun with Leah and be able to do Yibam with Rachel. So he'll have one wife after everything is said and done, and therefore it's not oilo alishto oilo alishis ochiv, as opposed to Rabbi Yeshua, who didn't have that option. So therefore, Rabbi Yeshua would be woe, oilo alishto oilo alishis ochiv, and our Mishnah is saying zuhi, only in our case, in our Mishnah, but not like Rabbi Yeshua, because the Tana of our Mishnah passes like either Rabbi Gamliel or Rabbi Eliezer. Mark continues and says, Amar Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar says, Lo temor maimah le Beishamai konel kinyon gomer. According to Beishamai, we just said that the maimer made her into a wife of Levi, in our case, in our Mishnah, and therefore, there is no Achos Ishto. But don't say, Rabbi Elazar says, that Beishamai holds that it's konel kinyon gomer, that this is a full-fledged wife. because the boy la puke sagilo begita, that if in fact he never consummates the marriage, the yavum could just give her a get and that's it. No, he would still have to do chalitza if he never does yibum. Ella maima lebei shamai eno kone. What does the maima do? It's not a full kinyan. You still need yibum in order to make it a full kinyan, and if you didn't, then you'd have to get and do chalitza. But what does maima accomplish? Rabbi Loza say, according to Beis Shammai, it's able to go and lidchos, ela lidchos b'tzara b'vah. It makes it that now when Leah falls to him, Leah's pushed aside and doesn't require Yibum or Chalitza. So that's the strength of Maimer to make it that Leah is pushed away, but it doesn't fully make Rachel into his wife, into Levi's wife. And I'll show you this is right thing where it says, Rebovin, af anan namitina. Our famous Mishnah from Daf Chav Vav says the same thing. We learned this already in the Mishnah. What did the Mishnah say? That Mishnah was when you had the situation of Reuven, Shimon, Levi, and Yehuda. Reuven and Shimon married to Rachel and Leah, the sisters. Reuven and Shimon both died. Rachel and Leah, the two sisters, fall to Levi and to Yehuda. So we had said, Beishami Omrim Yekaimu. Beishami had said that if Levi went and married Rachel and Yehuda went and married Leah, so Yekaimu, they're allowed to go and stay married to them. Now, that's Bidiyeved. Yekaimu, only if they, after the fact, married, do we let them stay married. Yekaimu, in. However, L'chatchila, no. But it didn't allow them to do this L'chatchila. Now, we turn to Chav Tes on the base. V'isoka daitoch, if you're going to tell me that Maimer L'Bei Shammai Kone Kinyon Gomor, if you're going to tell me that Maimer effectuates a full marriage, so then we have a perfectly good Eitzah that should allow even Beis Shammai to say L'chatchila, let Levi marry Rachel and let Yehuda go marry Leah. What is that? Because do Maimer. As Rashi points out, there's no Isser in doing Maimer. The top Rashi, Zayasa Maimer Bezu, Viknosa, Kinyan Gomer. Let him do a Kinyan Gomer by doing Maimer, Leos Ishto. There is no Isser involved in doing Maimer. And therefore, if Levi does Maimer with Rachel, she's now his full-fledged wife, if you were to say that, and that would say to Leah, you're not falling Yibam because of Achos Ishto, and vice versa. Yehuda does Maimer to Leah, so now Rachel doesn't fall to Yehuda because it's Achos Ishto. And therefore, if this were allowed, if in fact Maimer was a Kinyan Gomor, so then in the previous Mishnah on Chavav, then Beis Shammai should have allowed them to do this L'chatchila. It wouldn't be just if they got married, Yekaimu. It would be L'chatchila, go and do this. Oh, from the fact that they didn't say this, it must be that Maimer doesn't make a full Kinyan. Where it says, wait a second, then what are you saying? It doesn't make a full Kinyan, Elamai. Doche Dechuya Gemura. That pushes them aside. So still, so it should be the same thing. So how does that change anything around? So the Gemara says, Ella, Mais Lamema, what must you say? Maimur dehetera dochi, the Surah lo dochi. Reason why Beis Shammai didn't allow them to get married, l'chachila, Levi to Rachel, and Yehuda to Leah in that situation, is because the Maimur in that situation could not have led to Yibam right away. Yibam was not allowed because of Achos Zikukaso. So when a Maimer is done but can't be Yibam, so then that Maimer is called a Maimer de Isura. So a Maimer de Hetera, if the Maimer in a regular situation should be done and it could lead to Yibam, so then we allow the Maimer to go and be a full Kinyan, negating any other wives. However, if it was a Maimer that was the Isura, then it's not Dochi. So just like on Chavav, that's what Beis Shammai says, that the Maimer cannot accomplish anything for that woman when Yibam wouldn't be allowed. Levi's not allowed to do Yibam, so therefore the Maimer is not going to be effective. L'chatchila, so too. Over here, we would say that Afilu Laman Diomer, Maimer, Kone, Kinyan Gomer. Even if you want to say that Maimer is Kone, a Kinyan Gomer, nevertheless, that's only if it's a Maimer that Tera is Kone, Kinyan Gomer, Kone. However, a Maimer, the Isura, where it can't lead to Yibam, then lo koni, it's not going to be kone, a kinyan gomer. So therefore, this Mishnah does not in fact support what Rabbi Elazar had tried to say, that Maimer is not kone, a kinyan gomer. It will depend on the scenario. If it was a Maimer de Tera, it would be kone, a kinyan gomer. If it was a Maimer de Surah, it's not kone, a kinyan gomer. That's the first version that we have of understanding what Rabbi Elazar said. Now we have a second version. Ravashi masni hochi. Ravashi understood Rabbi Elazar in the following way. Om Rabbi Elazar, Don't say that it pushes aside the other woman who fell in Yibam totally out of the picture. Don't say it pushes Leah totally out of the picture. Ella what? And that she doesn't even require chalitza. Ella docha umishayu. It pushes her aside, yet at the same time, it's not a total pushing aside, and she would require chalitza. So while the Shammai says that Rachel is married and is allowed to have Yibam done, however, Leah wouldn't be able to go off scot-free. Leah would require chalitza. So you have somewhat of a paradox over here. There's no problem with achoz zikukaso with Leah, but she still requires chalitza. That's how Rav Ashi understands Rabbi Elazar. And in this version, we have again Rabbi Yovan coming along and saying, Amar Rabbi Yovan, afanan namitinina, from our Mishnah on Chavav, we can bring a raya to this understanding of Rabbi Elazar. Because it said, Beishami omrim yikaimu. Again, yikaimu in implies that it's only after the fact, but lechachila, no, that we wouldn't allow this lechachila. Now, this makes very good sense. If, in fact, it was a dechia gemura, so then, so then Levi and Yehuda should each do maimer, and therefore they could carry them lechatchila. But we don't allow that, and therefore, you clearly see that this is a raya to Rav Ashi's understanding of Rabbi Elazar. Ayimor says, but that doesn't make sense either. But then it says, that she goes out without requiring chalitza. So how can you tell me that she does require chalitza? Shmuel says, you're right. If the Yavama is able to have Yibum, so then, Maima works. However, Yavama, the Lochazil Kula, if the Yavama cannot really have Yibam done with her, so then Maimah doesn't work at all. Lochazil Miktsasa. So that's why it's only Bidiyevit that Beishamah allowed the Mishnah on Chavah for them to stay married, but not Lechatchila, because Lochazil Miktsasa, at the beginning, they weren't able to do Yibam, so therefore the Maimah doesn't work. Okay, these are the two ways to understand Rabbi Elazar's understanding of Beis Shammai. Now the Gemara asks, Boy Rabba, Rabba asks, Maimah le Beishamah, Yisuin Oseh? Oh, Erisin Oseh. According to Beishamah, that this Maimah works. However it works, it does work. Does it make this woman into a fully married woman? Is she considered an asua, or is she only considered an arusa, a woman who's had the first stage of marriage, kedushin or erisin, but not the second stage of marriage, nisuin? Or no, does the maimer make it into nisuin? Amalei Abaye, Abaye says, l'mai hilchasa, why do we care? What difference does it make whether she's considered an asua or an arusa? If you're going to tell me, it's one of the following reasons, so we'll see that by a regular arusa, these dinim don't apply, so why would we think by maimer they would apply? What do we mean? Ilema liyarsha, if you're asking the question over here, is she considered over here, this woman who's undergone maimer, that this husband, the yavam, would go and inherit her, or if he was a kohen, v'litamila, he'd be allowed to give me a tamir, rachmon l'san if she passed away, and that he's considered her husband, ulohofer nedarea, husband's allowed to be made for his wife's nedarim on the day that he hears them. So is that your question? Is she an arusa, or is she a nesua? So Gemara says, none of this applies. Hashta arusa bi'alma, for a regular arusa, in general, Tani Rabbi Chiya said, ishto arusa, that if a man has only the first stage of marriage with his wife, she's an arusa to him, but not yet completed nisuin, lo onen, rachmonu litzlan, if she dies, he's not in a state of aninus, so this is not considered his wife that he's going into a state of aninus for. And v'lo mitami lo, if he's a kohen, he's not allowed to be mitami for her, and vice versa. V'chein he, if she is unfortunately only married this first stage of marriage, and the husband dies, lo onenis, she's not considered an onenis for him. And furthermore, v'lo mitamis lo, and she doesn't have a chiyuv to become tami for him. So there are two ways to understand this: that she doesn't have to go and be mitami to him if she doesn't want to, but she, of course she's allowed to, because even if she's a bas kohen or an eishes kohen, there is no Isser of Tumah by a Bas Kohen or an Ashes Kohen, only a man. This is one of those unusual situations where the Lav, the Lo Saseh, only applies to a man and doesn't apply to a woman. There are only three such situations, two of them with Payas, and this one with the Kohen. Only Kohen is forbidden to become Tami Lemes. A wife of a Kohen, a daughter of a Kohen, is not forbidden to become Tami Lemes. Otherwise, all the Lo Saseh apply to men and women. So here, the simple understanding is that if she doesn't wish to, she doesn't have to be Matami to him. Of course, she's allowed to, but she doesn't have to if she doesn't want to. But Rashi says a better pshat. Rashi says his preferred pshat is, you're dealing over here with Yontif, and over the Yontif, everybody's obligated to become Tar. So here, you might have thought that if she's an Onana, she could become Tami to him and not have to worry about becoming Tami on Yontif. Therefore, he teaches us, V'lo mitamis lo. No, she's not allowed to go become Tami to him on Yontif. Furthermore, Meisah, If she were to die, any Yarsha, he doesn't inherit her. It's not his wife. And Meisu, Nebuch, if he were to die, go over Ksubasa. But she is entitled to go get her Ksuba in a situation where, an Arusa, it states that she can collect her Ksuba, so she can collect her Ksuba over here. Now, if you're telling me these are the dinim by an Arusa, would you even ask the question about a person who did Maima? If a real Arusa is not considered a wife, would you have even a Havamina to think that a woman who only had Maima would be considered a wife? So what's your question? Again, Lamai Hilchasa. Ella, what does Abai say is the Hilchasa? The Ella Le'inyan Mesira L'chuppah. Do we consider her as if she has undergone Chuppah or not? And what's the difference? My. Here we say as follows. Nisuin Osa, do we say that the Maimer is as if she underwent Chuppah, and therefore, the low boy Mesira L'chuppah, and she no longer needs Mesira L'chuppah. What does that mean? Once he then has relations with her, it's still Baal Karcha. Even Baal Karcha, she's considered his wife. He doesn't need to have her voluntarily accept anything, even though he gave her Maimer. What do we say, interestingly, Odilma, Erisin Osa, that in fact the Maimer takes her away from being able to be taken Baal Karcha. And by giving her Maimer, he now requires her permission for Chuppah. Odilma, Eris and Oseh, and Ubaya, Mesira L'Chuppah. And she has to consent. And if she doesn't consent, so then they're not considered married. And she would still require Chalitza if they were to get divorced, and not Yibam, because the Yibam didn't work. That's what Abai says is a nafkamina. Do we consider her as someone who can be taken Baal Karcha, or no longer able to be taken Baal Karcha, if she got Maimer? That's Abai's suggestion as to what Rabba's question was. When Bai Rabba, is she considered like an Erusa, or considered like an Asua? That's what Abai wants to suggest. But then he says to Rabba, Amale, Hashal Ova Ba Maimer, if, in fact, the Yibam did not do Maimer with her, it says, Ksib Yavama Yavo Alea Baal Karcha, which implies that even, again, hard din to understand, that the brother, the Yavam, is able to take her even against her will. And it the Pasuk says, Yavama Yavo Alea, implying Baal Karcha. So how could Abba Maimer, Mibaya, how could Maimer change that around? If without Maimer, he can take her Baal Karcha, why would Maimer make the din that he can now not take her Baal Karcha? So that's what Abaye questions Rabba. And Rabba responds back on Malay. He says, Shani Omer. No, I say, in this situation, Kolo Osemaima V'yavimto Parcha Mimenu Zikas Yavmin V'cholo Alei Zikas Erisin. That's exactly my question. Does the giving of Maimer, in fact, do this or not? Does the giving of Maimer take us out of the status of being a regular Yavoma that Yavo Aleha Baal Karcha? Or does it not? And therefore, do we say parcha mimena zikas yabim, that the regular zika of yibam goes away, and now she's considered like an arusa by the maimer, v'chol olea zikas erisin, which requires chuba with her permission, or not? My, that's what Rabbi says is the question. So Gemara says, toshma, let's try to bring the right from the following Mishnah. This is a Mishnah in the Dor. Mishnah says, Shomeris Yavam, if a woman is a Shomeris Yavam, in other words, Nebuch, her husband died, and she's waiting to have Yibam Mechalitza done by one of the brothers. So if she falls to one or two brothers, it doesn't make any difference according to the Tanakama, Ben Yavam, Echad, Ben Shnei Yavmin, Rachel, who was the wife of Reuven dies, and now she falls to Shimon and Levi. So Rabbi Lezer Omer Yofer, that the Yavam is allowed to go and be made for any Darim that she makes, like her husband. Rishon Meir says, no, only Le'echot, if only there's one brother, she only falls to Shimon, there is no other brother, so then Shimon is allowed to be made for her in a Darim. However, if she fell to two, Levi and Yehuda, then Lishnayim, no, Velo Lishnayim. We'll understand this in a moment. So Rileza says that Yofer, implying that either Yavim can go and be made for her in a Darim. Yeshua says, in a case where she falls to two brothers, no, neither one can be made for her because it's not clear who she's actually falling to. But if there's only one brother and it's clear that she's falling to that one brother, so he can be made for the Nadarim. And Rabbi Kiva Omer, lo li'echad v'lo lishnayim. He says, whether she falls to one brother or two brothers, he doesn't allow them to be made for her in a Darim because he doesn't consider them her husband. Now, Vavinamba, we asked on this Mishnah the following Shiloh. Bishlama Rabbi Akiva, we understand Rabbi Akiva very well. Sover Ein Zika Afilu L'chad. He holds, even if there's only one brother, he holds Ein Zika, which we already had previously in the Masechta, that that's Rabbi Akiva's opinion. And therefore, there's no Zika. They're not considered like the husband until he actually takes her. And therefore, he has no ability to be made for a Nadarim before he actually takes her in Yibam. And according to Rabbi Yoshua, who had said, Li echad velo lishnayim, we understand perfectly well. He says, if there's only one brother, then it's clear. Lechad yesh zika. If there's only Shimon, so then she fell to Shimon. So Shimon is going to be her husband through Yibam. So therefore, he has the right to be made for in the Dharma right now because of Zika. But if there are two, Shimon and Lady, we're not sure which one she's going to fall to, then they can't be made for in the Dharma. Litrei and Zika. Oh, we understand Rabbi Akiva. We understand Rabbi Yeshua. What we don't understand is the Tanakama, Rabbi Eliezer. El Rabbi Eliezer. Nu, Nihi, Nami, Dikasava, Yesh Zika. Obviously, he holds this Yesh Zika. So, Bishlam Lechad made for it. There's only one brother. We understand why he would say that they could be made for the Neder. That Shimon could be made for the Neder. But here, when the Yavama falls to both Shimon and Levi, we don't know which one is going to do Yibam. Eletrei Amai. Why would he be allowed to go and be made for them? Why would one of them be able to be made for them? So, on that, how do we understand Rabbi Eliezer? So, the Gemara says, the Amar Rabbi Ami. Now, we have the Gears of Barava, but the Mesoris Hashas says that we're not goris over here, Bar Ava. So, Amar Rabbi Yami, Hachem Ayiskin, you know what we're talking about? Can go into Ovid Bar Maimer. We're dealing with one of them did Maimer, Veshamehi. So, Shimon or Levi did Maimer, and this goes like Veshamehi, who says that makes it a marriage. The Amar Maimer Kona Kinyon Gomer. So that's why Rabbi Elezer is saying, Rabbi Elezer Shavutiyu, he holds like Veshamehi. And therefore, Rabbi Elezer is of the opinion that even though she fell to Shimon and Levi, as long as one of them did Maimer, that one can be made for her in the dark. Now, we finally get to resolving Abaye's question, how do we view Maimer? If you're going to say that Rabbi Elezer, as understood by Rabbi Ami, as the opinion of Beis Shammai says, that it's a full Nisuin, Mishum Hachi Mefer. Now we understand why this husband who did Maimer to her, either Shimon or Levi, is able to be Mefer in a Darim. However, El Yamris Erisin also, if you're saying it only accomplishes Erisin, so Hechi Motzi Mefer, then how can the Arusa have a Faris Nedarim by her first stage husband only? But none. We learned in the Mishnah in Nedarim, Nara Hamoros, if you have a woman who is only the first stage of marriage, so then both Avia Ubalam, if you're in Nedarim, you need both of them to be made for Nedarim. So how can you say over here that only this Yavam is made for Nedarim? Someone says that's not a proof. Amar Reb Nachman Yitzchak, my Mefer. What does it mean over here when it says Mefer? It means Mefer Bishutvis. Yeah, this husband, this Shimon who did Maim with her, can be Mefer in a Dharma with her father. It's not that he does it alone. And therefore, this is not a Raya one way or the other. In fact, Maimer could be only doing Erisin and not doing Nisu. Nadikmar says, Ul Rabbi Elazar, the Omar, Maimer Leveshamai Eno Kone Elolithos Litzara Bilvad, according to the opinion of Rabbi Elazar, that we had said that Maimer is not a Kinyan Gomer, but it just pushes aside the sister. In our case, Reuven died and Rachel fell in Yibam to Shimon and Levi. Levi is doing Maimer with her, and then Shimon dies, and the sister, Leah, is pushed aside and doesn't require over here Chalitza. Litchos Litzar Bobad, it pushes the sister aside that she can't do Yibam, and you are allowed to eventually do Yibam with Rachel. Levi can do Yibam eventually with Rachel, but right now she's still in the picture. So how can you tell me, am I made for a Bishutvis? How can Levi be made for a Bishutvis? If you're understanding Rabbi Elazar in this way, how could you do this? How could you say this? So Amalach Rabbi Elazar, Ema de Amre, Ana, when did I say, Eino Kone Elolitchol Zor Bovad, it only accomplishes Maimer that Levi's no longer going to have a problem with Achoziku Koso, Lo Sagi, Lo Begita. All I said was that when Leah is pushed aside, it doesn't mean that there's a full kinyan with Rachel and that you could just give her a get and then she would be done. No, you need to do Yibam or else you need to do Chalitza as well as a get. The Lo Sagi Lo Begita, Ela Boy Nami Chalitza. If I were to decide I don't want to marry her and do Yibam, so then a get alone would not be enough. I'd also have to give Chalitza. However, I never said Lahafir Nidareah, Miyamrinan, I never said that he wouldn't have the power to go and be made for a Nidareah. No, Maimer does in fact make it that she's considered like the wife of him, and therefore he would be able to be made for a Nidareah. So that's one explanation. B'boy same, or alternatively, you can explain as follows. Amaloch, Rabbi Elazar, or Rabbi Nachum by Yitzchak, according to Rabbi Nachum by Yitzchak, who said that it does accomplish a full kinyan, but it only makes you into an arusa, and an arusa would require the husband and the father to go and be made for nedarim. So then, mi nicha? How would you explain that? Mi kitani yaferu, yafriktani. It doesn't say yaferu, it doesn't say both of them. It just says yafer. So you got a problem there as well. Ella, what must you answer? Ella Hochmai Eskinen Sha'am de Bidin. It must be that she stood in din. What does that mean? He was supposed to do Yibam with her, but he didn't do Yibam, but he also didn't do Chalitza. He gave her Maimer, but Amda Bedin, he didn't do either one. And now they're pressing him, do one or the other, either do Yibam or do Chalitza. So therefore, in order to force him to do one or the other, Upaskulam Azonus Mishalo. So the Beis Din said, you're considered married to her. You have to now support her. So you have to give her Mazonos. And this is like Uchidra Pinchas Mishmei the Rava. This is in accord with what Pinchas said in the name of Rava. What was that? Amar Pinchas Mishmei the Rava. Kalan Oderis, if a woman makes an Eder, Al Daz Balohin Oderis. When she makes an Eder, it's with the understanding that it's totally on whether her husband wants to keep that Neder or not. And when she makes an Eder, it's with the understanding that her husband has the right to be made for it or not. In this situation, he's obligated to go and support her. So now, he's considered her full husband in regards to Nidorim. So therefore, his wife is making Nidorim with this understanding. He's supporting me, and any Ned that I make is going to be totally on him. And therefore, it doesn't require in this situation the father to also be made for the Neder. And in this way, it's not a problem to say, Yofer, that he and he alone is going to be the one to be made for the Nidorim. Again, a little bit of a complicated shir. I hope it was clear. With this, we conclude today's shir.